When you think of the easy listening music format of WLKW in Providence, one name comes to mind, Tony Rizzini. Tony developed and syndicated the easy listening and nostalgic caravan music formats heard on WLKW AM and FM. For more than two decades, Tony's voice and talents helped make WLKW the most listened to station in the Providence market and the two most listened to easy listening stations in the country. Following the sale and change of format at WLKW, Tony became the assistant to the Director of Communications at the Diocese of Providence. Tony retired in 2002. Last year, the diocese honored him with the first annual Lumen Gentium Award in Communications.
We're WLKW coming up now to 10 minutes past 8 o'clock, 810, cloudy skies and 10 degrees above zero right now. Tomorrow morning will be a different story, as you probably are well aware of. Temperatures overnight tonight dropping down to possibly 10 below in the normally colder suburbs, but wind chills 15 to 30 below. Let's head up to Airborne and Mike Sheridan. WLKW's Traffic Net Report in this update will be brought to you by Stop and Shop. Michael?
Hey, Tony, we have a breakdown over to the left.
Easy listening from FM 101.5. We're WLKW FM in Providence. I'm Tony Rizzini. News, sports, weather coming up next, and more easy listening music. Time now is 8:30, and we have a temperature of 14 degrees in the greater Providence area. In the news this morning, the Pentagon now says 18 American servicemen have died in the Panama fighting, with 117 wounded and one missing. The new casualty count comes as Defense Secretary Dick Cheney said some U.S. forces could come home by Christmas. In an interview on CBS this morning, Cheney also said he thinks the key thing is to make certain that the situation's under control and that the new government of Panama is well established. Larry Bird, 40 points last night as the Celtics beat the Jazz for the 19th straight time at the Garden, 113-109. We'll have the forecast right after this.
For 83 years, the annual Catholic Charity Fund Appeal has reached out to our neighbors, using your hands to do God's work, providing comfort and support to over 200,000 Rhode Islanders each year. Hands that care for the poor, hands that feed the hungry, hands that strengthen faith, hands that educate our youth, hands that help the elderly, hands that bring hope, hands that embrace our diversity. Your hands, God's work. Please give generously to the Catholic Charity Fund Appeal. Thank you.